Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Pollies. All rights reserved.
It's May 1st, 2007. This episode was originally released at an earlier date.
This is Speaker Linda Polly. It's October 29th, 2002. And here's Jesus. Today we welcome back our guest, Lorn of Gaia. Nazarene, here's a question everybody asks. And we're glad you thought of it, Lorn.
Are you really blonde-haired and blue-eyed? If not, how do you feel about being painted that way?
Well, Lorn, as a matter of fact, yes, I am. It is surprising to me that the pictures portraying me down through the ages have kept my features quite accurately. I mean, if someone was to look at one of the pictures of me that is painted today, and quite much distributed, and went back to my time and tried to find me, they would easily recognize me. One of the great complaints among the authorities of my time was that I did not look Jewish. They claimed that I was Greek or that I was Roman, that I wasn't truly a Jew. But in my day, there were a lot of blonde, blue-eyed Jews. It is not as common today because the lines of these Jews were wiped out in many of the Holocausts that the Jews went through. But I was blonde-haired and blue-eyed. A lot of the paintings of me are made from the image that was on the shroud that covered me when I was in the tomb and got my impression. And people have looked at this and taken the features from that and painted the portraits of me. Because of that, many of the portraits are very, very accurate, and they have been passed down through the ages. People have a tendency to make me in their own image, as they tend to make God in their own image. But the image, the portrayals of me are quite good, and I can't complain. I really can't.
I always thought that was the case, Nazarene. Even when I was a little girl and looked at the pictures of you, I thought you were kind of cute. I'm glad to know those pictures are true. We'll be back after the break with much more.
Speaker Gerald Polly here. I have written a book called The Book of the Nazarene, which tells of my early adventures with Jesus of Nazareth called the Christ. What's the address, Linda?
www.voicesfromspirit.com/B15N7/cover.htm.
We invite you to come and read it. We're sure you will enjoy it, as many have enjoyed it before.
We're back! Nazarene, here's a question we've been asked a lot, but I know you want to comment more on it.
What do you think about Bush's war with Iraq? Will taking action against Saddam score him any good behavior points with the Kingdom of God?
Lon, doing what's right always scores points with the Kingdom of God. It is long, long past time that this creature of evil goes. When Demetrius was first called to a dying mother, holding her dying child, and begged for vengeance, it was only a matter of time before this creature had to be destroyed. Unfortunately, there was an American government that wanted to use him to exact revenge on another nation that had caused them some grief. So he was given more and more power and more influence. Now they are paying the price for using a creature of darkness to do their dirty work. They should have taken care of this matter themselves and not used a surrogate. Now that surrogate has become one of the most dangerous creatures in the world, and they have to deal with it. A nation should always take care of their own responsibilities and never use someone else to exact vengeance on someone who has done a wrong to them, because they never know what that someone else may do later with the technology that they have given them. This is a sad fact that man often does, but the leadership of that government is paying dearly for what they did by using this creature, and they will pay far more before their lives are over because they messed with the Kingdom of God.
We agree, Nazarene. It takes far too long to deal with these people. We're laughed at because we tell people they're dangerous and the American government should be working with them. But I guess people aren't laughing anymore. They're not laughing that now we have to send their daughters and sons over there to straighten this mess out. We'll be back again.